Greetings and peace to you in God's name. We are resuming this podcast after a long break. I'm truly sorry that I left off for such a long time. So I was overwhelmed with many opportunities to minister, both here and overseas. I hope you'll forgive, and let's carry on journeying together. The purpose of this podcast called Walking with God is very simply to help us in knowing God and living a life that is according to His purpose. And why is this important, and who will benefit? For those who believe in the Lord Jesus, hopefully this will grant us insight, encouragement. Why? Because we live in such a hostile, confusing, and oftentimes discouraging world. For those who are searching for God, my hope and my prayer is that in listening to God's Word, the Bible, explained in small bites, you will take giant steps in understanding this God and giving your life to Him. And so over the next five sessions, I'm going to be speaking on this person, this character called Abraham. And we begin our time together by reading from Genesis chapter 17. And it says this, 17, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I'm God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between you and me and will greatly increase your numbers. The story so far is a very important one. Why is the character of Abraham important? The story of the Bible begins with God creating men and women, Adam and Eve, in His image. God had a simple purpose, a very generous, good-hearted purpose, which is to bless Adam and Eve, mankind. And the only condition God required was to live in simple faith and trust. But the human race could not do this. We chose to take things in our own hands. The Bible calls this rebellion. And from that point onwards, recorded in Genesis 3, the whole humanity lived under God's curse. And the only time, the only glimmer and flicker of hope was when God called Abraham in Genesis 12. So in that sense, Abraham is the start of a whole new humanity. Because God made him a promise, and that promise in Genesis 12 is filled with blessing. That God will bless him, that God will bless him with children, that God will bless him with a nation, and God will bless all peoples who bless His name. And so Abraham holds the key to the blessing of the whole world, to universal blessing. And that's why understanding his character is fundamentally important. When we arrive here at Genesis 17, this is what we meet. It's been a long time between God's promise to Abraham and the fulfillment of it. And if you read the end of chapter 16, it actually says this, Hagar bore Abraham a son. Abraham gave Ishmael the name to the son that she had born. And Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. And so it's been almost 25 years since God made the promise of a child to Abraham and Sarai. 13 years since Abraham and Sarai took things into their own hands because they waited and they gave up and they thought that the child would come through another woman named Hagar, whom we will look at tomorrow. But for today, I just want to draw your attention in this story to this repeated point. And the repeated point, allow me to read two more passages of chapter 17. And it says this in chapter 17, verse 17. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And then in 17:24, Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised, and his son Ishmael was 13. See, if you read this account, there is this repeated focus on the increasing ages of the characters, Abram and Sarai, and a long interval of time. I think they are just to drive home a very simple point, but a very powerful one. Here is the human impossibility of their circumstances. the human impossibility of what God promised would ever come true. And that is exactly what God intended, to drive home the sheer human impossibility of this and the divine possibility, because it is God who has promised and it's God who will carry out His promises. It is God who will fulfill it. And so, when you think about this, the modern version is God had made the promise of a child to a couple in an old folks' home, a geriatric home. And the lesson seems to be this. Here is the God of the impossible. The God of impossible who always offers us an unthinkable way of salvation. And Abraham and Sarah now, their names are changed. They meet this God and they're increasing in their knowledge of Him. They're getting to know Him. And they're getting to know Him as the God of the impossible. The God of unthinkable salvation. And so here we have it. Again and again, the Bible shows us this profound and deep truth, which should bring encouragement to our hearts for those of us who believe. God's work, God's purpose, will be done in His own way, in His own time. And so when it comes especially to God's rescue plan, saving plan for His people, we cannot hurry Him along. It is done His own way, His own time. And oftentimes, as in this account with Abraham and Sarah, we are brought to the end of our human wisdom, strength, wit to cope with our circumstances, to see any hope of this. Of course, the fulfillment of this is when Jesus comes. In Matthew chapter 1, it's recorded for us the birth of Jesus through the line of Joseph and Mary. And if we went to read in Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 says this. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. The point of the writer is simply this. This was not Joseph's child. This was God's child. And so whether we look at Abraham and Sarah or Joseph and Mary in the New Testament, we meet a God of the impossible, the God of unthinkable salvation. He's the God of the barren womb. He's the God of the empty tomb. And so because we are introduced to Abraham and Sarah so early on, that in knowing God, they meet a God of miraculous, supernatural working, that though it's impossible for us to think of how He would save a rebellious, hardened human race, He does it, a barren womb at times, but finally, the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. What does this have to do with us today? I just wanted to encourage you in our short and brief time together that God's saving plan for His people is usually about human impossibility and divine possibility. That God's way, God's purpose will be done in His own time, in His own way. Allow me to share from a book I've been reading called How to Win Over Worry. And the author tells of a person who read his book. And he said, I want to thank you for the book. I was in the bedroom of my London residence, gun in hand, ready to blow my brains out, when I heard a thud downstairs. I looked over the balcony railing to see that the parcel had been put through the mail slot. Curiosity drove me to find out what was in the parcel before I ended my life. It was your book. As a result, my life has been transformed. I have turned my life over completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for being the instrument to save me, not only physically, but also spiritually. It just drove home the truth I was reading in my own time and sharing with our fellow staff here from Genesis chapter 17, that God's purposes, human impossibility, divine possibility, and will be accomplished in His own time and His own way. So you may be facing rather impossible circumstances, and you're running short of strength, wisdom, wit to cope with it. Can I encourage you to take heart and, like Abraham and Sarah, have faith in God and to know that what God promised to rescue us, to be with us, to accompany us in the pilgrimage of faith, He will bring to pass. And so it could be children who look impossible to save as they grow up and depart from the way of faith. It could be dearly loved ones who have been praying for years, but seeing no result, no softening of heart, no change of mind. Or it could be ourselves slipping further and further from the promises of God. May I encourage you that we meet a God of the impossible who brings life out of a barren womb and life out of an empty tomb. Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily as we also have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. But deliver us from the evil one. The kingdom and the